From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson, along with Robin Young. This is Here and Now. And I'm broadcasting today from Washington, D.C., where there were two notable departures today. About an hour ago, White House Press Secretary Jay Carney resigned. And this morning, Eric Shinseki stepped down as Secretary of Veterans Affairs. President Obama accepted Shinseki's resignation just 2 days after a report confirmed allegations of excessive wait times at VA hospitals brought about by administrators who manipulated wait lists in order to win bonuses.
It's totally unacceptable. Our veterans deserve the best. They've earned it. Last week, I said that if we found misconduct, it would be punished, and I meant it.
House Speaker John Boehner, who held off on calling for Shinseki's resignation, had harsh words for the president's actions.
One personnel change cannot be used as an excuse to paper over a systemic problem. Our veterans deserve better. We'll hold the president accountable until he makes things right.
And the chairman of the House Veterans Affairs Committee, Jeff Miller of Florida, vowed the next Veterans Affairs Secretary will receive no grace period to fix the problems. Joining us here in Washington is Ron Elving, senior editor and correspondent for NPR. Ron, there had been talk about this Shinseki resignation, but even this morning, people weren't sure it was going to happen.
Many demands for that resignation, but uncertainty because this is a man who's been close to the president. He is from Hawaii, as is the president, and he is someone who provided a certain kind of veterans cast to the cabinet, which many of the members of the cabinet don't have military experience. But here you had a disabled vet, a guy who was a decorated combat veteran from Vietnam, lost part of a foot. He was a gravitas addition to the cabinet, 71 years old, somebody who had been chief of staff for the Army and really at the very highest echelons of the military.
And somebody who was put in that position in part because of what he did during the Bush years.
Well, he was well known for standing up to the president of that time, George W. Bush, and Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld and some of the other people in the Pentagon who said that they could do Iraq with a limited number of troops. Shinseki said, no, you're going to need hundreds of thousands in order to placate the country. That, of course, turned out to be true.
Let's listen here to Paul Rykoff of Iraq and Afghanistan's Veterans of America. He said that today's news is welcome, but he still has many concerns.
Concerned about is the long-term plan. There are deeply entrenched bureaucratic problems at every level of the VA, and getting rid of Secretary Shinseki alone are not going to fix them. So what our members are hoping is that the country continues to pay attention after this scandal settles down, and they understand that there's going to be a long, hard road ahead to truly reform the VA.
A long road ahead and some reforms that are going to go well beyond changing personnel.
That's correct. And the investigations that are already underway, that the president has ordered, that Congress is going to order, are going to reorder that particular part of the government for many years to come.
Okay, Ron, we got some other news this afternoon, and that is that the press secretary at the White House, Jay Carney, resigned today. Let's listen here to what Carney had to say at the podium in the briefing room about an hour ago.
It's an important interaction that takes place here. It's not always pretty. It could certainly be better, but it's to be a part of it is an honor and a joy for me. So, and no matter how tough the briefing is, I walk out of here having been glad to stand here.
Now, we said that Shinseki's resignation was not expected. This one really wasn't expected, was it?
This one was a shock to just about everybody who was in the room. Apparently, Jay Carney first mentioned to the president in April, said he wanted to get some time to be with his family. He has a young family for a man in his late 40s. And he certainly does know that dynamic he was describing from both directions because he was a White House correspondent himself, also a Moscow bureau chief for Time magazine before he came into the White House as the press secretary for Vice President Joe Biden in 2009. And then in 2011, I took over for Robert Gibbs as the president's own spokesman. About 3.5 years ago, he got through the 2012 campaign. It is a grueling job. He does have many other things he'd like to do, and it appears to be a totally amicable parting.
And we shouldn't make too much, or should we, of the fact that two senior members of the administration resign on the same day, you know, with still a couple of years left in the Obama presidency?
I suspect that there will be those who see something of things coming apart or wheels coming off the car. But in this respect to the Carney departure in particular, this just appears to be a fairly natural process. We have seen past presidents have multiple press secretaries over the course of their eight-year terms, and in this case, it'll just be the third time. Josh Earnest, who's coming aboard now, he has been the deputy, will be just the third one for President Obama, so maybe not so much disruption there.
And it's still only 3:10 Eastern time, so you know who knows who might leave by the end of the day. Ron Elving, senior editor and correspondent at NPR, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.